With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So we've had a huge drop of announcements from Disney this week, with new details about the million different Marvel projects they're working on at the moment. With some huge names joining the Marvel team, the hype is real for the giant list of new series due to be released in the coming months and years. Now, not every title has got a release date as of yet, but with some hitting our screens as soon as January 2021, surely we'll have enough to tide us over. For now, we've gathered what information we can about these upcoming series and compiled it into this handy list for you. So without further delay, I'm Amy from What Culture, and here's 12 new Marvel TV shows coming in 2021 and beyond. 12. WandaVision. Starting off with one we've had on our minds for a while, we have WandaVision. Having had its release date moved back and forth a few times, it has now been settled that the series is due to start streaming on January 15th, 2021. Wanda Maximoff and Vision are our central characters, the trailer showing them living together in a simulated reality with Wanda manipulating her environment so that her love is alive and her life is all perfect, all within the confines of a quaint 50s neighborhood. Some people have theorized that Wanda is not there by choice, but stuck inside her own mind with some much darker forces at play. Wanda and Vision are of course being played by Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany, but some other familiar names will be making a return too. Darcy Lewis of Thor Origins will be returning, played by Kat Dennis, alongside Randall Park, Agent Jimmy Woo from Ant-Man and the Wasp. Also of note is the series' head writer, Jack Schaefer, who's been busy with Marvel Studios working on both this and the upcoming Black Widow film. 11. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. We've just had our first look at a trailer for this new series centering around Marvel's beloved Sam Wilson and Bucky Barnes. Comprising 6 episodes, this series will take us on a journey with our two main men as they take on their newest challenge since Endgame. Daniel Brühl will be reprising his Captain America Civil War role as Baron Zemo, and Emily Van Camp as Sharon Carter. The trailer hints at a story rife with action and intensity, focusing on themes of legacy and hope. The comics, in the meantime, hint that we may see a bit of a struggle in the race to fill Captain America's podium. Whilst Endgame saw Steve award the title to the Falcon, the comic hints that the government may be trying to make a contender of their own. We will have to wait a little longer for this one, however, as it's set to start streaming on March 19th, 2021. 10. Loki. It is high time everyone's favourite troublemaker got his own spotlight, and with this new series, we're due to get all that quality Loki time we've been waiting for. This series is set to continue from the events of Avengers Endgame. After stealing the Tesseract, Loki travels through time and space before being spat out on a sand dune. An escape, however, can never be that simple. Loki is taken in by the Time Variance Agency, being reassured by Owen Wilson's Mobius M. Mobius that they just want to talk to him. From what we can see in the trailer, we know they're going to do a lot more than just chat. We don't have a streaming date yet, but with the addition of some new and well-loved names like Richard E. Grant, Wunmi Mosaku, the series is set to be one wild ride. And from Loki, we would expect nothing less. 9. What If? Coming to our screens in summer of 2021, What If is an animated series based on the titular comics. It was first introduced to us last year, where the format was confirmed as exploring one famous MCU moment in each episode, and what would have happened had they occurred in a different way. Starring Jeffrey Wright narrating the series as Watcher, a number of big names are set to be on board to lend their voices, including Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury and Josh Brolin as Thanos. We don't know all the exact moments set to be explored, but Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige has previously teased that one episode will see Peggy Carter become the Winter Soldier instead of Steve Rogers. 8. Ms. Marvel. Ms. Marvel is a title that has been attached to a few different characters over the years, but the one in question for this new series is Kamala Khan, the Pakistani-American New Jersey teen. The most recent announcement from Marvel has confirmed that this lovable nerd will be played by Iman Vellani, giving her the honor of portraying not only the first Muslim hero to have their own Marvel title, but also the first Muslim hero portrayed on screen at all in the MCU. Kamala, like a lot of teenagers, is struggling to find her place in life, whether that's in school or in her own family. Well, I mean, one way to fix that is to get superpowers, I guess. What teenager doesn't want superpowers? It's set to be a fun, charming mix of coming of age and action, focusing on friendship and empowerment. Once again, we don't have a set streaming date for this series yet, but we can expect it to come to our screens sometime in late 2021. 7. Hawkeye. Coming back now onto characters we know and love, some brand new Hawkeye adventures are making their way to us for late 2021. The series is set to star Jeremy Renner and Hayley Steinfeld as Hawkeye and Kate Bishop. And it wasn't too long ago either that people were getting excited over Florence Pugh being confirmed as making a guest appearance. We don't know too much about the plot other than it occurs after the events of Avengers Endgame and will centre around Clint Barton and Kate Bishop and their connection to the Hawkeye title. Whilst we wait for more information, we can at least start getting excited about the recent photos showing Steinfeld on set in her Hawkeye gear with her all-important dog sidekick. 6. She-Hulk. Generally, law and order isn't the first thing that comes to mind when you think about the MCU. The new She-Hulk series, however, is set to turn that around, as we encounter Jennifer Walters, otherwise known as the She-Hulk, at work in the legal world. Starring Tatiana Maslany in the titular role and bringing back the legendary Tim Roth as villain Abomination, the series is definitely gonna bring something new to our Marvel diets. For the most part, Marvel like to ignore the Incredible Hulk movie, so to have Tim Roth making a triumphant return to our screens is a rare delight. First appearing in the comics back in 1980, Walters is the cousin of Bruce Banner, who gives her superhuman abilities by complete accident when she receives his blood in a transfusion. Unsurprisingly, Mark Ruffalo will be making appearances as Bruce Banner as we follow the adventures of his cousin in defending heroes and metahumans alike in court. This series sits the furthest out of our reach so far, only scheduled for release at some point in 2022. 5. Moon Knight. One of the lesser known characters in the MCU, Mark Spector, otherwise known as Moon Knight, is a superhuman haunted by his own dark side. The vigilante suffers from dissociative identity disorder, with each of his identities acting as a unique character inside his psyche. Previously a boxer, a marine, and a CIA operative, Spector steps into the Moon Knight identity after he is saved from near death by the Egyptian deity Khonshu, which, to be fair, is a pretty badass origin story. A few months ago, it was reported that Oscar Isaac was in talks to play the role, but not much has been mentioned since. Set to be directed by Egyptian screenwriter Mohamed Diab, the series will surely be a dark and complex look into the circumstances and endeavors of this jaded hero. 4. Secret Invasion. At a time like this, we could all do with a bit more Samuel L. Jackson in our lives. And so even without a set release date as of yet, we can start getting excited for this one. After their rocky first meeting, Nick Fury and Talos are returning back and better than ever in this crossover series based on the comics of the same name. Samuel L. Jackson and Ben Mendelsohn will be returning in their roles as Fury and Talos. And though any names are yet to be announced, it's likely that they'll be joined at times by other huge names from the MCU. 3, Ironheart. In the wake of the absolute heartbreak that was Iron Man, Tony Stark's fate, a new genius is stepping forward to fill the dark hole in our hearts. The aptly named Ironheart will star Dominique Thorne as Riri Williams, an inventor similar in ability to Tony Stark, who brings life to a suit of armour even more advanced than the earlier workings of Iron Man. We don't know for sure what the series will cover and what direction her character will be taken in. Obviously, it would be impossible to replace Stark, but Williams could be a central part of how his legacy lives on. And for now, we can look forward to this character and storyline being an important part of that. 2. Armor Wars. Staying on the Stark theme, have you ever wondered what would have happened if Tony Stark was a bad guy with all that crazy equipment? Well, you don't need to rely on what if to tell you, as Armor Wars is set to explore the eventuality of the Stark tech falling into the hands of the wrong person. Don Cheadle will be reprising his role as War Machine, aka James Rhodes, as he battles with the consequences of the Stark collection being exploited by baddies. With no release date as of yet, we can perhaps expect it sometime in 2022. Finally, number 1. I Am Groot. In possibly the cutest development of all time, Marvel have announced that a series of shorts entitled I Am Groot is in progress. Of course, starring everyone's favourite little tree friend, Baby Groot, we are told to expect several new and unusual characters to appear alongside him. We can only imagine what kind of adventures and mishaps Groot will find himself in, and with no idea of how long these shorts will actually be, there's a whole world of possibility.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.